This year, religion has pushed its way to the front of the news. The big headlines were about politics and the culture war, which divided churches as much as the nation. NPR's religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty joins us in the studio. Hello.
Good morning.
Let's start with politics. Was there more religion in this year's election, or did it just seem that way?
You know, Renee, I do think religion played a larger role in this election campaign, both for the Democrats and the Republicans. For the first time in 44 years, the Democrats put up a Catholic candidate in John Kerry. And the big shocker was that some of the fiercest opposition came from conservative Catholics who really disliked him for his stand on abortion and other issues like gay marriage. Nonetheless, it was a wake-up call for the Democratic strategists. And I think the Democrats really realized that they need those religious people in their camp.
And of course, by contrast, Republicans used religion to very good effect.
They did indeed. They always do. Now, it helps that President Bush is an evangelical Christian, so many people consider him one of their own. But also, right out of the blocks, Renee, the Republicans have a huge organizational base that they've been building for the past 20 years. Now, the White House really wooed these folks by trying to put itself on the side of what's often called traditional family values. The president signed the Partial Birth Abortion Act, which was later struck down. He also supported a federal marriage amendment, which turned out to be actually the surprising wedge issue.
And gay marriage brings us to ballot initiatives. On Election Day, 11 states that had an initiative defining marriage as between a man and a woman, and every one of them passed? Generally by high margins, even in the Democratic-leaning states like Oregon.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Those ballot initiatives were really a reminder that the U.S. is a more traditional country than many people had assumed, or at least we in the media had assumed. But I also think those initiatives point to a larger story, Renee, and that is the battle for culture that's taking place in the courts. Religious conservatives see judges as thwarting the will of the majority in their decisions, you know, removing the Ten Commandments from public places, striking down the late-term abortion act, taking God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, although the Supreme Court restored it on technical grounds. In all these decisions, judges were protecting the rights of the minority, but many people, especially religious conservatives, were really, really angry. That is why the battle over the appointment of federal court judges and the Supreme Court judges is going to be so incredibly fierce. And the president has already sent a shot across the bow on this issue. He recently said that he's going to resubmit 12 judicial nominees to the Senate who are considered conservatives, so we can expect a lot more fighting.
The Catholic Church took some hits this year.
It did take some hits, but it wasn't nearly as bad as 2002 when the sexual abuse scandal was actually revealed. But this year, Renee, the church really did feel some of the fallout financially. The scandal brought a deluge of lawsuits. Some dioceses were actually forced to declare bankruptcy for the first time in Catholic Church history. Now, having said that, most of these allegations about sexual abuse occurred years or even decades ago. So this liability for the church won't go on forever, but it was painful this year.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Barbara Bradley Haggerty is NPR's religion correspondent.